All right, setting the bar time, Kelly. This is
an example of what not to do.
Look, I don't know if you've ever tried to pretend like you were a sibling or a relative to trick someone. Like, Kelly, I know your sister, Carrie. I don't know if you've ever been like, yeah, I'm Carrie. You know, like when you go out or whatever.
In fact, she once got mistaken for my daughter at a store.
Oh, okay.
Well, when we were in our 20s.
We'll move on.
That's about as far as it
goes. So, Veronica did do that. And her mistake was probably trying to pass herself off as her mom being 25, 26, 27 years older than she is.
Oh, gosh.
So, yeah, if you can manage to make it through the day without trying to pose as your mom to scam the state for disaster relief when you don't actually need it, you're doing okay.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So, her name's Veronica. She's 44.
Thought it was a perfect plan.
Yeah, so she lives in Florida. And, you know, Florida got hit with a couple, you know, hurricanes. And so she used all her mom's information, like mom's name, address, all that stuff to claim.
This is worse if mom actually needed that money. Did mom actually need it or was she all right too?
Well, I don't know. But obviously she was using her mom because maybe mom was in an affected area, you know?
Right.
So anyways, so she used all of this to basically pose as her and claimed that she was forced to move out of her home due to the hurricane damage, and she was requesting about $8,000. So not like thousands and thousands of dollars, but still $8,000.
Hoping that wouldn't really be a blip on their radar.
Yeah, maybe.
Like, they can just write me a check. It's going to be fine.
Yeah, it'll
be
fine.
Small enough amount.
It'll be fine.
It's not going to raise any flags.
But here's the thing. She has to physically go pick up the check. So the check got approved.
Oh.
She walks in, and someone asks, "Hey, you look pretty young for your age."
How old was mom?
Well, so Veronica's 44. Mom's got to be in her late 60s, 70s, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so she said, you know what? Botox.
Skincare. Botox. Yes, I'd have a really great med spa. Yeah,
she said Botox.
Okay.
So that didn't fly.
Mm.
And the workers were like,
"Hang on a sec. Let me, we're just getting that check ready for you. Hang on just a sec."
Yeah, why don't you
back
sit
to the
right
supervisor.
There.
I think we got one.
Yeah, well, anyways, they didn't buy it. She was arrested. So,
oh boy. Ooh.
Yeah, trying to scam the state for money.
Thought it was a perfect plan.
Thought it was
had
the
to
perfect
show up
plan.
In person.
Yeah, then all of a sudden it's like, "Hey, you don't look like you're pushing 70.
I'm really surprised that she didn't just have her mom like, "Hey, mom, can we run some errands?"
Right.
And then just,
hey, walk
you know,
in and pick up
bring
this check
mom
for
with
me.
You. Exactly. How she didn't figure that part out.
Well, that's another part of the setting the bar story, because these people, they're getting caught because they're not smart.
Well, and again, I don't want it to seem like that I'm trying to help her get away with the scam by
it
saying she should have brought
that.
Mom,
yeah.
But it does sound, it probably sounded like that. So don't do that. Don't do any of that.
All right. So there you go. That's your setting the bar story.
Oh, wow.
If you can manage to make it through the day without trying to pass yourself off as your mom to try and scam thousands from the state.
This has been a theme lately. First, we had like the dude in the bear costume saying, "Oh yeah, bear like totally like messed up our car. We need insurance money for that." And now this.
Yeah.
There's a lot of insurance scams out there. Ooh, and don't forget about the guy that intentionally backed into the lady and they just got caught doing that. Wow, lots of scams.
I want to be careful out there.
Uh huh.
That's your side of the bar story on 99.7 DJX.